It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, September 4th, 2018. Today is the birthday of novelist and short story writer Richard Wright, born near Natchez, Mississippi in 1908. He was among the first African-American writers to protest white treatment of blacks, notably in his novel Native Son and his autobiography Black Boy. He inaugurated the tradition of protest explored by other black writers after World War II. Wright's grandparents had been slaves. His father left home when he was five, and Richard, who grew up in poverty, was often shifted from one relative to another. He worked at a number of jobs before joining the northward migration, first to Memphis, Tennessee, and then to Chicago. There, after working in unskilled jobs, he got an opportunity to write through the Federal Writers Project, a New Deal initiative during the Great Depression. In 1932, he became a member of the Communist Party, and in 1937, he went to New York City, where he became the Harlem editor for the Communist Daily Worker. He first came to the general public's attention with a volume of novellas, Uncle Tom's Children, published in 1938, based on the question, how may a black man live in a country that denies his humanity? In each story but one, the hero's quest ends in death. His fictional scene shifted to Chicago in Native Son. Its protagonist, a poor black youth named Bigger Thomas, accidentally kills a white girl, and in the course of his ensuing flight, his previously meaningless awareness of antagonism from a white world becomes crystal clear at last. The book was a bestseller and was staged successfully as a play on Broadway in 1941 by Orson Welles. Wright himself played Bigger Thomas in a motion picture version made in Argentina in 1951. In 1944, Wright left the Communist Party because of political and personal differences. His Black Boy is a moving account of his childhood and coming of age in the South. The book chronicles the extreme poverty of his childhood, his experience with white prejudice and violence against blacks, and his growing awareness of his interest in literature. After World War II, he settled in Paris as a permanent expatriate. The Outsider, which appeared in 1953, acclaimed as the first American existential novel, warned that the black man had awakened in a disintegrating society not ready to include him. Three of his later novels were not well received. Among his polemical writings of that period was White Man Listen from 1957, which was originally a series of lectures given in Europe. Eight Men, a collection of short stories, appeared in 1961. His autobiographical American Hunger, which narrates Wright's experiences after moving to the North, was published posthumously in 1977. Some of its more candid passages dealing with race, sex, and politics had been cut or omitted before original publication. Unexpurgated versions of Native Son, Black Boy, and his other works were published in 1991, however. A novella, Rite of Passage, and an unfinished crime novel, A Father's Law, were also released posthumously. Wright died in Paris on November 28, 1960, of a heart attack at the age of 52, and he was buried in the renowned Père Lachaise Cemetery. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 4th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.